Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, Tioga, Watford City, Stanley, Williston, who am I forgetting? Newtown, up there in Northwest, and of course, KLTC and Dickinson as well. And hope you had a great weekend. Not so good if you were a Sioux hockey fan, although they did end up just
coming out of
everything fine.
A what?
Oh, here he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
They're the number one seed for Friday night anyway, so.
Can't wait till I get to say Green Meadowlarks. So then,
Okay, I'm not up on that one, but, yeah. You know, whatever.
Anyway, they did come out okay. They are the number one seed in the West Regional, and they are, in fact.
You can't name a hockey team after a bird that flies south of the winter. Come on.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Anyway, but they lost two at the NCHC tournament, so that didn't go so well. But they did end up still getting a number one seed, although number two overall. They'll play Quinnipiac on Friday at the Shields Arena. That's pretty cool. I mean, Fargo hosting a UND hockey game. It's never happened before. Never happened with the UND. I think the women might have done an exhibition game here at some point, but man, I don't believe it's ever happened. And it's just very rare to have that in Fargo and an NCAA regional, and of course a big deal to the big dance of hockey. The big dance of basketball continues, and despite a valiant effort, the NDSU Bison did not knock off Gonzaga. It happens. Darn it anyway, and Gonzaga's darn good. They end up beating Iowa by, what, 18? And so they're a solid team, no question about it. What else was going on this weekend? Ted Cruz decided he's going to run for president. And that's where I want to start, okay? Game on. I mean, many of our listeners, enormously frustrated by the current administration and Barack Obama. And I always argue the best thing you can do is just channel that frustration into fixing the problem, right? And what Republicans need is a Republican nominee that can, you know, break the jinx here that they've fought against one Barack Obama. He won't be on the ballot in the next presidential election. I want to know what you think of Ted Cruz as a presidential candidate. What do you think of Ted Cruz? Is Ted Cruz have your support? If not him, who? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I liked how he decided to announce he was running for president, puts out a tweet at midnight, and foregoes this exploratory committee and all the goofy games they play. Just, I'm in. He will give a speech today at Liberty University as well. Also on the program today, Max Schneider will be here at the bottom of this hour. Mac is the minority leader in the Senate in North Dakota, so we'll get an update on the legislature from the perspective of the Democratic minority leader. And the next hour, the You Marry Monday Roundtable. We do this every other Monday, where we take an issue and try and, rather than just present a problem, present some solutions to the problem. So the challenge is, despite the fact we live in the most connected society ever, right? I mean, technology connects us in a way unprecedented. Loneliness is at an all-time high. So how's that? We're more connected than ever, but our human interaction is disconnected. We'll talk about the problem. We'll talk about solutions with University of Mary experts on our panel, Sister Thomas Welder, Michael McMahon, Patrick O'Meara, all with us in studio. Look forward to that. In the meantime, Ted Cruz, what do you think? I'm conflicted on Ted Cruz, and maybe our listeners can help a little bit. Number one, the substance, what Ted Cruz stands for, there's a lot not to like. And I honestly think that if you lined up the vast majority of Republicans, you'd have people saying, I'm with Ted Cruz. The argument is always over how to accomplish what it is you seek out to accomplish. And that's where I think, especially over some of the battles in the Senate, that's where he's fallen a little bit short. But if Republicans are going to win the next presidential race, they need to be fired up. They need to be, you know, walk on broken glass, hot coals, whatever it takes, fired up, okay? And Ted Cruz does inspire a lot of Republicans to have that kind of, tell me what I need to do. I'll charge the mountain with you here. Let's take the hill. I'm with you. That's a definite positive. Obviously, what he did in Texas can't be dismissed. When I say I'm conflicted, there's a part of me that feels like I'm getting a lecture every time I hear from Ted Cruz. Kind of that sing-songy, he's saying stuff I believe in. And, I find myself, I think, again, if I went point by point with his positions, I'd agree on 99.9% of what Ted Cruz stands for. So it's more the delivery. And I don't know, there's a little bit of a lack of humility there. But, you know, there isn't a lot of humility in any political leader, Republican or Democrat. That's hard to find. I'm the opinion we need a really strong leader who is humble, you know. But I'm not sure there's one out there. So my quick take on Ted Cruz, I'd welcome yours at 800-228-0550. Mixed results over the weekend on our question about whether or not he's presidential material, whether you want him to be the GOP nominee, and his conviction. Kind of all over the map on him, but I want to know what you think. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Lucas says, I'd love for him to be the candidate, but the media has done a fine job as labeling him as a kook. Well, to Lucas's concern, name me a Republican that the media isn't going to try and label a kook.
True.
So I think that's that dilemma will every Republican candidate.
When's the last time the media fawned all over a Republican candidate?
John McCain, because he was critical of fellow Republicans until he was a nominee, and then he.
And then even to a certain extent, but you're right. I mean, but that was like, okay, and the last one before him was maybe Reagan to an extent. They're not fawning. They're not tripping over themselves to fawn over any Republican candidate in this day and age. Is the point?
Yeah, I think the media. After the Reagan era, had some respect for Reagan, but as
right, not during
Canada,
the era. You're
and,
right.
And president,
yeah.
he was a kook. He was a dunce. Bush 41 was a wimp. Remember that?
So what, are you going to go back to Eisenhower then, or what?
Yeah, I know.
Nixon.
Completely different media era, you know. Without question.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mitt Romney was, out of touch and wealthy, and they're all gonna get that label.
They're gonna throw your hat in.
Just comes with right. A hat would be really something. Anyway, Ted Cruz, what do you think? Let us know what you think. Here's a call that came in already on our topic of the day: 800-228-0550.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I think Ted Cruz would be awesome. One, he's straightforward and honest. Boy, we don't see that with this administration or that party at all anymore. And I think that he's a constitutionalist. He's going to get us back on track, following the Constitution, and bring back the excellence and the greatness in America. And he wants security. He wants to close the border and verify and take care of, get this country back online. I mean, it's too early to name anybody as a candidate, but I think compared to who's in the office right now, he'd be 100% better. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Well, those are two different things. I certainly agree with you compared to who's in office now. He'd be 100% better. Who can he win? Easy, your choice. Just those two words. Just what? When I say Ted Cruz, what pops into your mind? You let me know. Chris says, I'll vote for anyone who isn't a Democrat, but Cruz is one I could vote for and not have to hold my nose. Interesting take. Gene says, whoever it is, I hope they have some sort of executive experience. As we've seen in the current administration, a lack of executive experience almost guarantees turmoil through failed and missing leadership. There are enough good candidates with executive experience as governors, Walker, Huckabee, military West Cotton, or in private enterprise, that we don't need to look to junior senators for leadership. they have not yet developed.
Amen.
VP might be a better fit for Cruz or Santorum. All right. Interesting take. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Couple other stories I'll throw out here before the break, and then we'll welcome more of your comments on Ted Cruz or the others. Disturbing story from Reuters this weekend about how ISIS has identified members of the United States Air Force stationed in Minot and put out an all call for violence against them. That's right. Calling on their followers to take the fight to 100 members of the United States military residing in the U.S., and many of them listed were members of the Air Force Base in Minot. Get a load of this. They list their name, their address, their photos. Believe it or not. And evidently, of the 100, many are from Minot. That's the only thing we know at this point. Chilling. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, $43 billion in economic impact. The most recent year studies are available for. That's a new number now, $43 billion and over 80,000 jobs in the industry as well. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 800-228-0550. 228-0550-701, 258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of calls that came in during the break.
Yes, I would vote for Ted Cruz in a heartbeat, but I will not support the majority of the rhino Republicans that you Republican elites favor as your nominee for president.
You Republican elites must have been talking about Todd. Todd, you're the Republican elite here, I guess. Yeah. According to that that call,
I'm trying to get you nominated.
Anyway, and again, I don't know that we've talked about anybody else. I think the at this point, you're just, you know, everybody throws their hat in the ring, and you got a process, and the cream rises to the top after lots of trips to Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and a whole lot of battles. But I mean, I will just say this. I don't see a lot of people jumping up and down going, yes, Ted Cruz, thank you. He's the guy. I don't know. I mean, again, I kind of expected a little more of that here on the program this morning. So if you consider yourself just rabid Ted Cruz fans, let's hear from you this morning. Or if you're yawning, wouldn't mind hearing that either. Well, I don't want to hear your yawn, but you can explain that it just doesn't quite do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Whoever it is, I hope it's somebody that ISIS will fear, because they clearly don't fear the current occupant of the White House, and we can find examples every single day of that. Most recent, a story from Reuters over the weekend. Sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit, but it's not. It's real. I say that because they refer to their hacking division. Yes, the ISIS hacking division put out this blast over the weekend. The terrorist organization ISIS calling on followers to take the fight to 100 members of the U.S. military residing in the U.S., a group calling itself the Islamic State Hacking Division, posted names, addresses, and photographs of soldiers, sailors, and airmen online, asking its brothers residing in America to murder them. Would you like to be on that list?
The Hacking Division, really?
Yeah. Although the posting purports to come from the Hacking Division, U.S. Department of Defense officials say that none of their systems appear to have been breached by the group. Instead, the personal data was almost certainly culled from publicly available sources, said a DOD official to the New York Times. Jeff, driving near Minot, listening to What's on Your Mind with a comment on Ted Cruz. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Scott. I just tuned in a few minutes ago, and I just caught the tail end of, I think you were reading somebody's email, who said they wouldn't vote for Ted Cruz because they know nothing about him. You know, we know more about Ted Cruz now in the short time he's been in office than we know anything about Obama and how many years has he been in office. Nobody has vetted this guy. He has no experience, no real-world experience. All he's ever done was community organizer before he spent a little bit of time in the Senate.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think anybody can question Ted Cruz's credentials for president of the United States, given the resume of the current occupant, right? So I think that's fair. On the other hand, you know, maybe, hopefully, the discussion come the next election will largely center around, okay, how did that work out for us? You know, and maybe folks are going to say, well, I want somebody with a little more experience, you know.
Yeah.
Well, are you a Ted Cruz guy? Do you like Ted?
I like him, but I don't think he's the best candidate. What I'd like to see is both him and Scott Walker running against each other. And at the end of the day, whoever comes out on top, I'll take him.
There you go. That's basically what's going to happen here, right? We know Scott Walker's running and Ted Cruz is in. And you got Jeb Bush and you know possibly have a few others as well.
Yeah,
Rand Paul is going to announce early in April that he's running. There'll be others.
Yeah, you know, one of your last callers said something about rhinos. That's Jeb Bush. You know, we don't need any more Bushes in the office. You know, we're done with that era.
Yeah, that'll be, and of course, he's going to be formidable, no question about it. That'll be Ted Cruz's biggest thing. is raising the bucks. Can he raise the bucks to make a race of it? Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Thanks.
Ted Cruz, what do you think, folks? Thumbs up, thumbs down, got a take on it? He's in for a presidential in for the presidential nomination for a Republican nominee for president. Announced at midnight last night, officially. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to share your thoughts. Here's another.
Well, you pose the question, is Ted Cruz presidential material? Well, I guess maybe it doesn't really matter because Barack Obama sure as heck isn't presidential material. He's not even close to it. He challenges the Constitution at every turn, and I don't know. Maybe Ted Cruz would be a good guy. That would be better than Obama.
Okay, I don't know how you win, though, saying, you know, he's got to be better than Obama. And I also think, quite honestly, this idea that, you know, is he presidential timber? Well, was Obama? Again, to me, you're wanting to raise the bar, right? You're wanting to really light it up and give people a sense that, you know, there's a new day, there's a new dawn, there's a new... Well, he was horrible, and what's the difference? You know, I mean, that's my thought is you want to really inspire folks. Ted Cruz is on the stage right now in Lynchburg, Virginia, making it official. Obviously, it was official when he put out his tweet, but now he's going to the next step. And you know what? And again, if he was to write down everything he believed in, I think I'd look at it and go, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too. But there's something about how he delivers what he stands for that I feel as though I'm getting a lecture. And I don't know if that bodes well in bringing people to your camp. I mean, that's just my unvarnished take, you know. On the other hand, Scott Walker, who I, again, would put in the same camp as somebody that, he'd be there and you'd believe in about everything he has to say. Doesn't come across as lecturing anybody, but can be a little on the dry side. Needs a little more, you know, fire and brimstone. These are important things because that's what ultimately this is about. This is about people, you know, being recruited to your camp to be just full-throated supporters, backers, and, you know, whatever it takes. I'm in. You're my guy. Lots of comments on our Facebook page about this, and we'll keep this going because we don't have a lot of time to tackle the topic at hand. So feel free to weigh in on those as well on our Facebook page. And please weigh in on what you think of the idea of a Green Meadowlark nickname for the University of North Dakota.
Oh, not for a hockey team. You can't name a hockey team after a bird that flies south for the winter. You can't.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hinman here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatments Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
On your mind, University of Mary Monday next hour with our roundtable. A couple times a month we do this. Try and, just back off of the headlines a little bit in the day-to-day news cycle and pick a problem in society that we can throw around a little bit. And we're going to do that today. Welcome your input on this. But we're going to talk about, we're more connected than ever just because of technology, but human interaction is more disconnected than ever. What do you do about that? So looking forward to Sister Thomas Welder, Michael McMahon, Patrick O'Meara from the University of Mary weighing in on that, and your take as well on the program. Our debates about Ted Cruz as the presidential candidate or getting some good suggestions on University of North Dakota names. A green meadowlark's is not cutting it, however. Not really making it. Also, ISIS targeting members of the United States Air Force stationed at Minot, as well as members of the military, about 100 in other locations. The only North Dakota ones on the list, and there are a number of them in Minot. Weigh in on any of those at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So welcome to the program. The Democratic leader in the North Dakota legislature, Senator Mac Schneider, who is the Senate Minority Leader in the North Dakota Senate. Mac, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Scott, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Been a while since we checked in with you, so we just wanted to check in with a number of legislative leaders and members of the legislative body as we work our way through this session on the program to keep tabs on what's happening. So a good time to check in with you and find out a little past the halfway mark, how you think things are going?
Well, I think they're going well. You know, the low price of oil obviously is hanging over everything, but with the revenue forecast that we took in last week, basically there's nothing standing between us and the end of the session now. We just have to get down to the brass tacks and the hard work of funding state government for the next 2 years. And I really think that the key is prioritization here and being prepared for anything. These revenue forecasts, as we saw with the dramatic change between December and January, you know, they're subject to multi-billion dollar swings. And so there's really no way to bank on any one projection or the other. So that's why we've got a plan for contingencies. And we rolled out a plan to do that last week, including potentially using bonding to fund some of these critical construction projects that we think need to go forward. And we also think we need to prioritize property tax relief as a way to, you know, give more back to the people of North Dakota. So a lot of things to work through, but the revenue projections behind us and the work's in front of us.
One of the comments we've heard from Republican leaders is that the most likely result from the reduced revenue would be less construction projects. It sounds like your comment of bonding that you think those projects are worth keeping on the table, even if it means debt for the state.
Well, Tim Matherin from my caucus, a senior member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, has a pretty novel approach. He's going to be introducing a delayed bill likely this week that would essentially be a contingency within a contingency. And it says, more or less, that if revenues are 10% above what we think they're going to be when we leave town this April, that we'll fund the bulk of those projects through cash. And if the cash isn't there, we could fund some of those projects through bonding. And so I do think that some of the capital construction projects in the wake of low oil prices, they're going to fall by the wayside this biennium. But at the same time, we don't just need to say none of these projects can go forward. We can take advantage of the extremely low rates that are out there in terms of bonding these projects. And really, that's going to save the state some money in the long run when the economy takes off again and construction prices go up. So it's all about balance. Obviously, we're not participating in advocating for a spending spree in the wake of low oil prices, but we do think that there's some way to creatively fund some of these critical projects that we all agree on.
What would you prioritize the building projects like? I mean, what's most important that you don't want to see postponed?
Yeah, very broadly, the projects that are contained in Senator Matherin's bill are largely the projects that are in the governor's budget. There's also funding specifically for Dunbar Hall. That's a hall on the North Dakota State University campus. I represent the University of North Dakota, so I find myself in an interesting position advocating for NDSU here. But that building really does need to get built. There are some safety concerns there. You know, obviously with what happened to Menard Hall, it makes pretty clear that there's a cost to deferred maintenance and cost to letting buildings go. And so we think that the projects that were identified in the governor's budget, that should be the starting point. And if we can't get all of them done, you know, that's okay. Let's seriously consider bonding some of these projects at least. We do think that's a good way to save money in the long run.
I guess I should ask you for your take on the forecast. I know that Al Carlson and other Republicans were concerned that there was a part of it that actually went back up and didn't necessarily think that was a good idea. Thought it ought to be a little more conservative. What was your take on the revenue forecast?
Well, I think that for those of us as legislators, we've got to realize that we pay these individuals, I think it's about $68,000 a biennium, to come up with best evidence and their best guess as to what revenues will be. And I'm going to say I don't think the Moody's forecast at the end of the day will be 100% accurate. It is a forecast, sort of a snapshot in time. I also want to make clear I'm not in a position to second guess someone who is an economist focused on regional trends that we pay a bunch of money to make these projections. And so I'm not so concerned about playing Carnac the Magnificent, figuring out whether these revenue projections are actually going to be accurate or not. I think we've got to be prepared for anything. And that means building contingencies into the budget, you know, hopefully agency by agency.
Max Schneider is with us, the Democratic leader in the North Dakota Senate. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jan in Bismarck, question or comment?
Yes, Mr. Schneider, I was just wondering if the legislature can do anything about gas prices in Bismarck. You go to Steele and it's 20 cents cheaper. Fargo is 25 cents cheaper. How can they be so greedy in Bismarck? And we have the Amoco refinery right there.
It's a very interesting question, Jan, and it's actually a subject to water cooler talk amongst legislators, too. Sort of the common wisdom for those of us going east is to fill up in Steele. As you indicated, the gas prices are lower there. And so I'm not sure the legislature can look into, you know, price fixing or allegations thereof. I think the vast majority of convenience store owners in Bismarck are perfectly honest.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, but there is a discrepancy there. I mean, it is something that I'm aware of. Certainly, you know, I think if you do believe that there's price fixing going on, in anti-competitive practices, that something, you know, potentially a call to the Attorney General's office would be worthwhile. I'm not sure legislatively, you know, through the passage of additional laws, there's much that can be done, but I do think it's something that we've talked about, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jan, I appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hindsight being 2020, as it always is, do you look back on the decision to oppose reforming oil taxes in North Dakota last session as something that was obviously now with what's happening, a bad decision?
I don't think anybody's really second-guessed that decision, especially since the majority hasn't brought back that bill this session. And just to make absolutely clear what that bill did, it did a number of things. Most prominently, it cut the oil extraction tax by 30% when prices are high, when prices are low, when prices are in between. But granted, to be fair, it also would have taken off the triggers. And when that was voted on in the Senate, we divided out that question. And every single member of the Senate, and I think we had perfect attendance that day, but for sure, every member of the Senate that was in attendance voted to eliminate the triggers. Now, what a lot of us couldn't countenance was this 30% permanent forever for the life of the Bakken reduction to the oil extraction tax. And so we extend a hand to our friends in the majority. If they want to work for a way that's less blunt in terms of preserving our state budget in times of low oil prices while also simultaneously stimulating investment by the oil industry during dips in the market like we're experiencing now, we'll do that. And I think there's a consensus position there that the trigger's probably got to go. But trading that for a 30% cut to the extraction tax, that was a bad deal for North Dakota.
All right. So what is a better deal? So in other words, the trigger, you agree the trigger ought to go, and that's no way to run a railroad. I think I'm hearing you saying. But not the way it was proposed before. What would be a better deal?
Well, I think there's got to be a balance. The 30% cut to the extraction tax was awfully steep, and that would have cost us, in actuality, would have gone into effect the summer of 2014, because it was triggered, so to speak, Scott, when oil production reached a million barrels a day for 3 months. And so, you know, I think there's probably some middle ground there. I had a resolution that was introduced this session to study budget volatility, revenue volatility. And that means, you know, revenue downturns caused by the low price of oil. Certainly a fair part of that study could have been, you know, how do we properly tax oil development while also encouraging continued investment by the industry. Unfortunately, that was voted down on a voice vote 2 weeks ago. And so I think we really missed an opportunity to really put on the green eye shade and figure out what's best long term. But I think what really drives this, Scott, and we've all got to be realistic about this, it's geopolitics. The price of oil has dropped significantly. I don't need to tell anybody that. And as a result, no matter what your tax structure is, your revenues are going to take a hit when oil falls as rapidly and as significantly as it has in the past couple of months. But we do have ways, I believe, we could find out to guard more effectively against that. That was the whole point of the revenue volatility study, and that was imprudently voted down a couple weeks ago.
You know, Republican leaders take a lot of credit for the fact that the rainy day funds, if you will, the contingency funds, were in place, and while other states have been hammered when something like this happened, North Dakota's in a pretty good position to weather this, at least so far. Is that something you'd share in the viewpoint that was well managed?
You know, I don't want to second guess what we've done with a lot of these funds that are out there. I do think with the reserve funds that we do have, that eliminates the need for panic this session. I think for the current biennium, we're going to be able to fund state government properly and continue property tax relief. So, you know, I don't want to Monday morning quarterback anything here in terms of the creation of these funds. I think we do have the reserve socked away here and there that will allow us to weather the storm, at least this biennium. But what the revenue volatility study would have done is take a look at these funds. I think we have about 33 of them out there. You know, could we consolidate a couple of them? Could we beef up maybe the budget stabilization fund to guard against multi-billion-dollar swings in revenue forecasts? You know, I think we've done a good job of creating these funds that'll help us weather the storm. But do we have something that'll help us learn out there? I think we absolutely should have studied that and worked to improve on what we do have.
Short break. Back with more with our guest, Max Schneider, Democratic leader in the North Dakota Senate, on things specifically that will be dealt with this week in the legislature, and any other questions or comments you have when we continue.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Country. At every stage, America has enjoyed God's providential blessing. Over and over again, when we faced impossible odds, the American people rose to the challenge. You know, compared to that, repealing Obamacare and abolishing the IRS ain't all that tough.
Ted Cruz announcing what he officially put out on Twitter last night, that he is a 2016 presidential candidate for the Republican nomination. Continuing our chat with Max Schneider, Democratic leader in the North Dakota Senate, now on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. I guess I could ask you what you think of Ted Cruz. Probably not going to be your pick for 2016, huh?
Well, I'll keep an open mind, Scott, but I'm probably not going to vote for Senator Cruz. It will be a very interesting primary, I think, on the GOP side of things in terms of the presidency. And certainly Senator Cruz coming out of the gate adds an interesting element to that. So keep a close eye on it.
Is there going to be a debate over the nomination on the Democratic side? Are you a Hillary person?
I am a Hillary person. I'm not sure who else, if anyone, is going to challenge her within the Democratic primary. I guess that's something for these other potential candidates to consider. But I will be supporting Hillary in the Democratic primary.
All right, back to North Dakota and the news at hand. Here's a question from a listener that came in as well.
Hi, this is Jeff. I live on a farm. I own my farm, but I work off of the farm. So I pay taxes on my farmstead. Why the special treatment for farmers that don't have to pay taxes on their farmstead, and what could be done about it? Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure I know enough about where the caller is coming from to be able to answer that. I know there's an exemption for homes on agricultural property. And I also know that Senator Jim Dotsenrod from our caucus had a bill that would have exempted up to the first $100,000 of the value of agricultural land, along with primary residence for those that don't farm but own their homes. That did not pass, unfortunately. So I think we missed an opportunity there to provide some property tax relief. But in terms of the different treatment amongst the farmsteads, I wish I had a quick chance to get a few follow-up questions in with the caller, because I can't speak to that directly.
Appreciate the call. This week, what's the top priorities for the Senate?
Well, certainly, you know, things shaking out from the revenue forecast, that's really what's going to be happening this week. Consideration of the higher ed budget, considerations of various agency budgets. It's really the appropriations work that's taking off now at a very fast pace with the revenue forecast behind us. And so we've got, I've said this a few times, I think we're, you know, about two-thirds of the way through the legislative session, give or take, and I think we've only done about a third of the work. So we've got a lot left in front of us, but I'm confident we're up to the task.
Speaking of the higher ed budget, the House version has language removing auditors and lawyers from the system. Do you support that?
I do not. I think there's a big difference between having an internal auditor that keeps you out of trouble and prevents problems from spiraling out of control, and having an external auditor come in and clean up after situations like Dickinson State occur. And so I think the approach that we advanced last legislative session that keeps these attorneys in-house and also maintains the auditors, the internal auditors on campuses, I think that's the best way to ensure accountability of higher ed. I'm not sure that taking the attorneys out of the university system and putting them in the attorney general's office, I think that's one step removed from where the action is, and I think that's likely to result in problems going unseen until they've really gone out of control. So this is something that was relatively new. Prior to 2013, you know, UND and NDSU had in-house counsel. In 2013, we moved them to the North Dakota University system. And so this is something I'd like to see that we give them a chance to work, and let's see how it works out long term. So I am against that change.
There's also been a lot of talk about the legislative session wrapping up, leaving 5 or 6 days, has been the buzz for some time for, you know, action down the road, maybe oil prices rebound, whatever, on some of these other contingencies. Do you support ending short of the 80 days?
Very strongly. That is the best contingency of all, is saving 5 days to come back in, you know, maybe in November of 2015, and really taking a look at what revenue we collected in reality. And so I think we can do a lot with contingent budgeting. You know, if the revenue is there, we fund these critical needs that most of us agree on. And if the revenue is not there, we don't overspend. But the best way to guard against that uncertainty is to give us the final say here. And we can't do that unless we have a couple of days that we've held in abeyance at the end of the session. So I think that people will be well served by us leaving, you know, 5 or 6 days at the end of the session to come back and do some cleanup work after we understand in reality what these revenues actually are.
So that's not a rumor. That's something that's on the table for consideration.
I think the four caucus leaders are very strongly in support of that. I know Representative Carlson has advanced it previously. I can't see Senator Wardner being opposed to keeping some days in our back pocket in case we need them. And so I think that's a very prudent approach. And you know, there's nothing wrong with getting done efficiently and getting our work done ahead of time either. I mean, that's a good end in and of itself as long as we, you know, don't take shortcuts. And I'm confident we won't.
Sounds good. Mac, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Scott. Anytime.
Democratic leader Mac Schneider with us on What's on Your Mind with an update on the North Dakota legislative process. It's one of our University of Mary Mondays when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.